This is HDN.
And here it is, Canada's birthday. 47 years ago, that was big. Mm. And they're saying it's the 100th anniversary of Confederation. So a little bit of math here.
Carry the two. Watch divide the by three. Pi.
Yes, R squared cube.
The 147th birthday of our country.
Yes, indeed.
Hey!
147 years old today.
Happy birthday. Gee, I've been around for a third of that, almost. Or more. Hang on. To divide by two.
Oh, now see, you're going back to the math.
Anyway, happy birthday, Canada. I got you a tie. Like I always do.
I like it.
So here's the rundown on what is happening in the HRM today. Oh. Get your little butt out of bed and enjoy Canada's birthday. A lot of free cake around the HRM.
Mm, cake and pancakes.
Mm.
Pancake breakfast all over the place. Grand Parade and Alderney Landing, both of those starting at 8 a.m. going until 9:30 this morning. I know firsthand that they are having a lovely pancake breakfast at the Beaver Bank Kinsack Community Center.
We're there, as a matter of fact.
9 a.m. until 11 a.m., so come and enjoy Canada Day Beaver Bank style.
So we might be there right now.
We could be.
Maybe.
We could be even cutting the cake right now, which comes at 10:45 this morning. The mayor is going to be there apparently around noonish.
Noon?
Yeah. Well, if you missed that, don't worry, because Tattoo Parade is coming up 10:30 until 11:30. It starts outside the Metro Center and goes around the downtown and Grand Parade area.
I think it's about time that people with tattoos can get their own parade.
Yes.
You know, all these
tattooed
people.
They've been kept in the closet for far too long.
There's a tattoo parade every night down Argyle when the Seahorse closes.
True enough. True enough. If you want to go into Citadel, into the actual fort, it is free admission today.
Tides of History, is it free?
Yes, it is.
Wow. That's a multi-visual, audio-visual experience.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to have a Canada Day opening ceremony at the Citadel right inside the fort. 21-gun salute and cake. That's where your cake is. 11 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Concerts on both sides of the harbor. They're going to have one up at Sullivan's Pond and in the public gardens as well. Those are sort of the family-friendly, big band-type concerts. They're going to have the Family Fun Fest on the Halifax Common.
That's always fun.
It is.
Sunscreen.
Yes. Lots of it. Free concert, Alderney Landing. That's the one that Juno Award-winning Sam Roberts Band will be at. Mm-hmm. Alderney Landing also apparently giving us the best view of the Canada Day fireworks that begin at 10 p.m.
Now, that's the concert you can get beer at, right?
Yeah, you usually can. Usually they've got the beer tent there, so it should be okay. Metro Transit, ferry service, free for the entire day, but passengers are asked to make a donation, food or cash, to Feed Nova Scotia. Now, let's talk about what's open, what's closed.
Mm.
Superstore, Sobeys, all closed July 1st. The NSLC, banks, malls, the library, all closed as well. Now, if you're needing some beer, we can help you out. Both Propeller Brewery locations on Goddedon Street and Windmill Road are open until 8 p.m. The Garrison Brewery on Marginal Road down by the Seaport Farmers Market is open. Bishop Cellar open until 10 p.m. Also, the North Brewing Company on Agricola open until 6. And then the Biggie the Moosehead Cold Beer Store in Burnside is open until midnight. Heading downtown, don't plug the meter because it is free all day Tuesday, and Metro Transit is running on a holiday schedule, so just be cautious of that. And if you are heading out anywhere, let's think a moment before you take the pets. Just got word from Halifax Regional Police they had no fewer than 24 calls on the weekend of pets left in cars. One instance at Micmac Mall, an officer had to smash a window to get at an animal. So,
good. Glad he did.
Oh, God, yeah. Police are also asking, too, listen, don't report animals or children left in cars via social media. So don't use your Facebook or your Twitter because they don't monitor it 24/7, which, of course, makes sense. Instead, give the 911 number a call if these folks' pets are in distress. Otherwise, then just use the regular civilian line, 490-5020. We could be looking at our first named storm by the end of the week. If it develops into anything, it's going to be called Arthur. But it's
Arthur?
Yes.
King of the Britons?
Oh, no, I was thinking the other one.
Yes. Drunken British men. Well, they were both drunken British men, actually.
That's true.
And Holy Grail. And
but there's some sort of pattern that's forming in the South. Nothing to panic about at this stage of the game, according to Richard Zabrowski. He says, at best, it'll probably become a low-pressure system sometime late Friday or Saturday, and then it's going to be moving south of Nova Scotia. But planes are actually being sent in to sort of have a closer look at the cloud formation to see if it is going to turn into a tropical storm. And should it, it will be named Arthur.
Arthur.
Oh, something else going on Canada Day as well. HMCS Halifax, down at Halifax Waterfront, Queen's Wharf.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually going to be open to the public on Canada Day from noon until 4 p.m. So if you've ever wanted to have a look inside one of those puppies, you can get it up close and personal today. Also, heads up if you're having a bonfire. You're not having a bonfire.
No.
There is a complete ban on open fires in place right across the province and in the Halifax area. No burning, including the backyard chimneys, until the ban has been lifted. So just step away from the kindling.
Time now for some flag etiquette.
Yes, for those of you flying the flag this holiday, here are some rules and regulations to follow to show our flag the respect that it deserves.
Like we're all going to follow these rules when it comes to putting a flag on the house. You better take those ones that you stuck up on the window off then, because I don't think that's quite legal. The Canadian flag takes precedence over all other national flags.
Mm-hmm.
It should be flown alone on its own pole.
Okay, so no sharesies with the Nova Scotia flag your Beatles flag or whatever.
Okay, got to take that down there.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be used as a cover for a table or a seat.
Well, I guess napkins throw away. Is out too, huh?
Yeah. No, napkins are okay. It doesn't say anything about napkins, but I think it's just sitting your ass down on the flag. There's something wrong about that.
Gotcha.
But we have those lawn chairs that actually have the Canadian flag. That, like, they're made with the Canadian flag. It says Canada
That's true.
On the back of
yeah.
them. It should not have anything pinned to or sewn onto it.
Hmm.
I mean, we break these laws all the time.
Yeah.
I know my mom used to have a little Canada scarf that she would wear, and she put like pins and things on it.
That's not a flag per se. I think they mean the actual flag that is manufactured to be flown, the ones that you get from your MP's office.
The ones that they drape across the athletes when they finish the race, which, by the way, you're not supposed to do either, but the athletes don't seem to give a damn. It shouldn't be signed or marked in any way.
Hmm.
So if you want Team Canada to sign your flag, guess what? Each and every one of the members of the hockey team could be arrested and incarcerated for the rest of their lives.
Wow,
so do you really want to do that? Do you really, just so that you can have a nice little decoration in your living room, do you really want to force our own Sidney Crosby to spend the rest of his life in prison? The flag also shouldn't be obstructed or touch the ground.
No, never, ever touch the ground.
And that's it. Those are your rules for flying the Canadian flag.
Now, one of the really cool things going on around town takes place at Pier 21. They have the Multicultural Canada Day celebrations, and it's free admission to the museum all day from 9:30 this morning until 5:30 this afternoon. And actually, you know what? The exhibit they've got there now is one I want to see. It's called Peace, the Exhibition. And I do believe I saw in previews somewhere that they've got some John Lennon memorabilia.
Maybe. I would imagine if you're going to call your exhibition Peace, it's got to have some John Lennon in there somewhere.
I'm thinking so. They're having an official citizenship ceremony, 9:30 until 11 a.m. Over 30 immigrants will become new Canadians, and you can witness the ceremony. And hey, renew your own Canadian citizenship as well to celebrate Canada Day. Then they're having the Multicultural Fair, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. They're going to have live music, all sorts of games and activity stations, body art, and visitors will have the opportunity to be a part of a special photo project. It's called Canadian Mosaic, and it's led by photojournalist Tim Van Horn. So you can just have your picture taken and be part of the face of Canadian diversity.
If you get your body painted, does that make you eligible to take part in the tattoo parade? Or does it have to be permanent?
All very good questions. And finally, how about that Mason McDonald? Mason McDonald from Halifax became the very first goaltender selected at the 2014 NHL draft.
Yeah.
Calgary Flames took him number 34 overall. He was the fourth pick in the second round. He's only 18 years old.
There you go. Yet another profession where the headhunters from Calgary steal our workers and take them over there. Hockey.
Taking our people.
Put again. That one on the list there.
So Mason spent the last year playing with Acadie Bathurst, the Titan, and also the Charlottetown Islanders. So he's no stranger to Quebec Major Junior fans.
Yes, our Moose had scored quite a few times on him, if I remember correctly. So that should do it. So go forth and conquer this Canada Day. You know what? There's something I don't miss.
What's that?
All of the Canada Day commercials. Just try saying Canada Day.
Really fast.
Really fast, like in a car dealership. Say it really fast.
Canada Day dollar sales.
Well, then why the hell aren't you doing the commercials? I've always had a problem with Canada Day. Yeah. Anyway, go forth and try that and enjoy the day. Don't get burned. And remember, we all have to go back to work tomorrow.
Until then.